Welcome to Music for Life, exploring the purpose and value of music to humanity's enrichment. I'm your host, Ryan Malone. This is one of the most famous pieces of fine art music ever written, Spring, from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. This is one of many of the great pieces inspired by or created to depict the seasons of the year. And on today's episode, we will explore music written to represent these different seasons. In our segment, Sounds of Scripture, we will explore some psalms specifically composed for specific seasons. For our classroom corner, we will discuss how we use Vivaldi's Four Seasons in the elementary music curriculum here at the Imperial Academy of Edmund. And for our backstage banter segment, we talk with mandolin phenom Avi Avital, who recently released his recording of Vivaldi's Summer from the Four Seasons. He will talk about his journey with this epic concerto.
I remember the first time I listened to Summer of Vivaldi, even though it's a vague memory because I was a little kid, but it left a very huge impression on me. I believe with interpreting on different instruments, with interpreting on a mandolin, I was trying to create to the audience that kind of feeling.
Today on Music for Life, Music for Seasons. Oftentimes, when a composer writes a piece of music, it's considered abstract music. That is, just a pleasing ordering of sounds, a certain Haydn string quartet, or a Brahms symphony, or a Rachmaninoff prelude, may just be music for the sake of being beautiful music. It stands alone as just great music. But then there are musical compositions written with the specific intention of describing something non-musical. A good portion of music written throughout history has been written for this purpose. We call this programmatic music. A symphonic work may be intended to represent a literary character, or perhaps a work of art, or, most commonly, a phenomenon of nature. Many pieces have been written to depict things like bird calls, tempests, bodies of water. And one of the natural phenomena that have inspired composers throughout history is that of the four seasons. Some pieces have the names of the seasons in their titles, like Appalachian Spring or Overture to a Midsummer Night's Dream, but these aren't necessarily trying to depict the nature of these seasons themselves. But several great works from the standard repertoire are intended to do just that. The music is intended to describe or aurally paint a representation of each season, and that's what we will explore today. Of all the music intended to depict spring, summer, autumn, or winter, the most famous would have to be a set of four violin concerti, that's pieces for solo violin and orchestra, that represent all four of these seasons. Written by Antonio Vivaldi, these four concerti have three movements each, which was typical of concerti written in the Baroque era when Vivaldi wrote these, so this means that each concerto, or each season, was divided into three movements. This set or suite of four pieces, 12 movements in all, was written to specifically depict elements of nature as embodied in each season. How Vivaldi did this was by writing four sonnets or poems, one describing each season. Each concerto depicts each sonnet. And in order to fit the three-movement format, the sonnets are divided into three parts. Before we get into Vivaldi's sonnets and the music he wrote to represent them, I'd like to start the program today by spending a moment where we talk about how we use this particular piece, or this set of pieces, in the music curriculum here on this campus. This will serve as our classroom corner segment, where we explore different methods and curricula for introducing young people to music. Our studios are located on the campus of Herbert W. Armstrong College in Edmond, Oklahoma, a private liberal arts college sponsored by the Philadelphia Church of God. On this campus, we also have a K-12 institution called Imperial Academy of Edmond, for which I serve as music director. Music plays a large part of the curriculum at this private school, particularly in the elementary grades, which might be considered rare for some elementary schools. Music classes are held 4 out of 5 days of the week at the elementary level of Imperial Academy. One of those 4 days is considered the vocal or choral day. For the other 3 days, though, the 4th through 6th graders are part of the orchestra program. The 3rd graders are learning the fundamentals of instrumental technique through recorder, drum rudiments, and beginning violin. And the kindergartners through 2nd graders have a general music class for those 3 days each week. There, the K-2 class, as I call them, learn about the basic fundamentals of rhythm, pitch, and instrument timbre. They also learn about music history through a tradition we have called Composer of the Month. Each month, we discuss a major composer of music history and that composer's contribution to the musical art form. Nearly every year, I like to use Vivaldi because we can use his Four Seasons Concerti in such an interactive way. We have published a little coloring book about this piece of music. Each movement of each concerto is given its own page in the book, where there is a picture to color, and an English translation of that particular part of Vivaldi's sonnet. The students learn not only what season each concerto is meant to represent, but they read the sonnet and listen to the movement to hear how Vivaldi uses the music to describe those particular components of his poem. And while they listen, they color the picture. Some years we've had an older student violinist come into the class even and play one of the seasons for the children so they can see this performed live. I believe it's a great way to introduce young people to the musical concepts of the concerto, an orchestral piece that features a soloist, a great exposure to the sounds of the violin, and of course, this idea of programmatic music. It requires them and inspires them to use their ears along with their imaginations to see how music can depict something as familiar as these seasonal phenomena of our world. And that's our Classroom Corner segment for today's program. You are listening to Music for Life. I'm your host, Ryan Malone. This is KPCG. Today we are discussing music for seasons, the 4 standard seasons of spring, summer, autumn, winter, as have been depicted in compositions throughout history. To do this, we will be using Vivaldi's 4 seasons as the centerpiece of our discussion. Often on this show, we've gone through history chronologically, era by era. Or if we have an episode about a family of instruments, sometimes we structure that kind of show instrument by instrument. For this program, I want to structure the episode season by season. So we'll be separating Vivaldi's 4 seasons over the course of this program as we discuss first spring, that is Vivaldi's depiction of it, plus a couple of other composers' depictions. Then we'll discuss summer, some music written to depict that season, including Vivaldi's, of course. And we'll do the same with autumn, and then finally winter. Again, Vivaldi wrote 4 sonnets or poems to represent each season. Each concerto was meant to musically depict the exact content of those sonnets. And since concerti were usually 3 movements, and usually fast movement, slow movement, fast movement, Vivaldi divided each sonnet into these 3 parts. So let's listen to the first movement of Spring, which we heard a part of at the top of this show, but I want to read you a translation of Vivaldi's sonnet first. Then when you listen, see if you can tell when these things happen. It goes like this. Springtime is upon us. The birds celebrate her return with festive song, and murmuring streams are softly caressed by the breezes. Thunderstorms, those heralds of spring, roar, casting their dark mantle over heaven. Then they die away to silence, and the birds take up their charming songs once more. So listen to this movement, which you may know quite well as background music, but if you listen actively today, see if you can hear the birds. I'll give you a hint. That's the part where the violin solo enters after an orchestral introduction. See if you can hear the murmuring streams, the caressing breeze, and then the thunderstorms, and then the storms dying off and the birds resuming their songs. We're mainly going to use a recording throughout the show that features violinist Itzhak Perlman and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. So here is the first movement, the Allegro movement, from Antonio Vivaldi's Spring Concerto from the Four Seasons. So, did you hear the birds? And did you hear the murmuring streams? And the thunderstorm? And the return of the bird song after the storm? Thank you. All that is depicted in the first movement of Antonio Vivaldi's Violin Concerto in E, Spring from the Four Seasons. Now let's explore the second movement of this Spring Concerto. The section of his sonnet that he based this movement on reads, "On the flower-strewn meadow, with leafy branches rustling overhead, the goatherd sleeps, his faithful dog beside him." So this is the largo, or the slow second movement, of the Spring Concerto by Antonio Vivaldi. The section of violins that you hear right at the beginning are supposed to represent the leafy branches rustling in the breeze. Underneath, the viola section plays two notes, a short note and a long note. This repeats throughout the piece, each measure, and that represents the barking dogs. Some relatively quiet barking, I suppose. And then the violin solo represents the sleeping goatherd. So that movement, the slow or largo movement from Vivaldi's Spring Concerto, represented a goatherd sleeping underneath a rustling, blossoming tree while his faithful dog was next to him. And then the third movement of Vivaldi's Spring is based on this part of his sonnet. "Led by the festive sound of rustic bagpipes, nymphs and shepherds lightly dance between the brilliant canopy of spring." So this movement represents dancing along with bagpipes. Bagpipes are known for their drones, so the low strings in the orchestra are supplying that drone or that element. Here's the festive third and final movement, another allegro movement, from Antonio Vivaldi's Spring Concerto. Thank you. You are listening to Music for Life. I'm your host, Ryan Malone, and today we are discussing music for seasons, the four standard seasons of spring, summer, autumn, and winter, as have been depicted in compositions throughout history. And we just finished our discussion of the Spring Concerto from Vivaldi's Four Concerto Suite. Now let's explore a couple of other composers' renditions of spring. I first want to discuss the work of Astor Piazzolla. Piazzolla was born in Argentina in 1921 and moved to New York at age 3. While Astor was growing up, his father would listen to tango records, exposing the young boy to that genre of music. And at a young age, his father gave him a bandoneon, a concertina or accordion-type instrument used heavily in tango ensembles. His love for traditional concert music and the great composers of history blended with his love for Argentine music. He eventually moved to Buenos Aires to seek work as a musician. In 1954, he went to study with Nadia Boulanger in Paris, a famous composer and teacher who trained other great 20th century composers, most notably the American composer Aaron Copland. She further encouraged Piazzolla to incorporate his jazz and classical training into his tango compositions. The result was a revolutionary style of music termed Nuevo Tango. His most famous work is the Libertango. But we're going to listen to a portion of a set of four tangos that he wrote that have been termed the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires. He didn't originally write them as a set, as he composed each separately over the course of several years. In 1965, he wrote Verano Porteño, or Summer for Those in the Port City, implying summer in Buenos Aires. He wrote it in one night. 5 years later, he wrote one titled After Autumn. But it wasn't until a year later when he wrote a composition for spring that he realized that one more season would complete the set and match what Vivaldi did. He supposedly even inserted subtle musical references to Vivaldi in this spring movement. So let's listen to Piazzolla's Spring. This is Primavera Porteño, or Buenos Aires Spring, performed by the Eroica Trio. Thank you. That was Primavera Porteña, Buenos Aires Spring, by Astor Piazzolla, performed by the Eroica Trio. We are talking about music that was written to depict seasons. Now, vocal music makes many references to the seasons, but the composers of the Romantic era were particularly interested in depicting the lyrics in their music. This is evident in a duet from the second opera of Richard Wagner's four-opera cycle, The Ring of the Nibelung. In this segment, Siegmund, sung here by Siegfried Jerusalem, sings about how winter storms have vanished, and you can hear musical depictions of these wintry storms. And then Sieglinde, performed here by Waltraud Meyer, sings to him, "You are the spring." Listen for musical depictions of the spring-like character of this piece.
Für der Bruder zertrümmert liegt, was je sie getrennt. Ja, zerbüßt sich das junge Paar vereint. Sie liebe und lebt.
You are listening to Music for Life. I'm your host, Ryan Malone. This is KPCG. Today we are discussing music for seasons, the four standard seasons of spring, summer, autumn, and winter, as have been depicted in compositions throughout music history. That was a portion of Wagner's opera Die Walküre, about the end of wintry storms and the beginning of spring. And you heard that depicted in the orchestral writing that accompanied those singers, Waltraud Meyer and Siegfried Jerusalem. Now let's move into our next season, summer. Before we turn back to Vivaldi's depiction of this season in his four concerto set, let's first hear one of the most famous songs written in honor of summer. This is Summertime from George Gershwin's opera Porgy and Bess. This is a cello transcription of that aria, however, and here it is performed by Sara Santambrogio.
Mm-hmm.
That was Summertime, performed by cellist Sarah Sant'Ambrogio from her album Dreaming. And as we continue to discuss the summer season in music history, let's now explore Vivaldi's famous concerto from his four concerto set, The Four Seasons. I've been playing Itzhak Perlman's recording of this work, but for this season, I want to play a recording that just recently was released. It's performed by mandolinist Avi Avital. He performed that here at Armstrong Auditorium back in February 2015 with the Venice Baroque Orchestra. We will use Avi Avital's recording as our example of how Vivaldi depicts summer in his concerto. As we've discussed, Vivaldi wrote four sonnets or poems to represent each season. Each concerto was meant to musically depict the exact content of those sonnets. And since concerti were usually three movements, and usually fast movement, slow movement, fast movement, Vivaldi divided each sonnet into three parts. So here's the first movement of Summer. The translation of this part of the sonnet reads, "Beneath the blazing sun's relentless heat, men and flocks are sweltering, pines are scorched. We hear the cuckoo's voice, then sweet songs of the turtle dove and finch are heard. Soft breezes stir the air, but threatening north wind sweeps them suddenly aside. The shepherd trembles, fearful of violent storms and what may lie ahead." This movement is marked allegro non molto, fast but not too much. But the note values Vivaldi uses give it a slow feeling, and this describes musically the oppressive heat. There is a point, however, where the soloist comes in playing quick notes to depict the cuckoo. It sounds like this. Then the sweet songs of the turtle dove are noted by this. And the finch is noted with this musical figure. Then the gentle or soft breezes pick up, noted by this musical idea. And then the north wind comes. And then the shepherd's fear is heard in this section. So let's put all that together and listen to Avi Avital and the Venice Baroque Orchestra perform the first movement of Vivaldi's Summer Concerto. Thank you. So that was the first movement of Antonio Vivaldi's concerto Summer from the Four Seasons. The second movement is marked with this tempo, Adagio e piano, presto e forte, or slow and soft, fast and loud. This movement contrasts those two tempos and dynamics. And what do they represent? Let's hear the sonnet Vivaldi wrote for this movement. His limbs are now awakened from their repose by fear of lightning's flash and thunder's roar as gnats and flies buzz furiously around. Now you will hear the gnats and flies represented in the slow, soft sections, represented by the dotted rhythm of the violins. Then the fast, loud sections represent the lightning and thunder. The entire movement goes back and forth musically between these two ideas. You are listening to Music for Life. I'm your host, Ryan Malone. Today we are discussing music for seasons, the four standard seasons as have been depicted in compositions throughout music history. We've played the first two movements of Summer, and now we'll hear the last. For this season, we have been listening to Avi Avital and the Venice Baroque Orchestra. For the last movement of Summer, marked presto, or very fast, Vivaldi bases it on this portion of his Summer sonnet. Alas, his worst fears were justified, speaking of the shepherd still, as the heavens roar and great hailstones beat down upon the proudly standing corn. When you hear this movement, it's pretty obvious how the singular idea of a summer thunderstorm is represented in the music. Thank you. That was Avi Avital and the Venice Baroque Orchestra performing Antonio Vivaldi's Concerto Summer from the Four Seasons. These pieces were originally written as a violin concerto, but Avi took the Summer Concerto and borrowed that for his instrument, the mandolin. And when we come back, we will talk with Avi about his personal musical journey with this masterpiece. Also, we will continue through the last two seasons that we have yet to talk about, as have been represented by composers throughout music history. In our Sounds of Scripture segment, we will even see a unique marking in some of the psalms that denote which season of the year the psalms were meant to be performed. And we will continue this fascinating discussion of Vivaldi's two other concertos that represented the last two seasons of the year and how his music so perfectly captured the images in his poetry. We'll be right back.